Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is a podcast that seeks justice. Justice for the lives stolen by those in society that hide amongst us every day. Hidden in our towns, cities, and countrysides, the places that we work, and sometimes in our very own homes. This is Hidden Killers.
Welcome to the podcast. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any breaking updates and discussions on the cases that we are following for you. A complete list and links to each and every show that we have individual podcasts for is in the description of this episode. You can get a commercial-free version of everything we put out through Apple Podcasts right now. Just go there and press subscribe and try it for 3 days free. I'm Tony Bruschi. Today, we are going to be talking with Giovanni Miscucci. He is a senior digital forensic examiner. He's been doing it far longer than most and has some very powerful insight and to exactly what a digital footprint is and how we make it with our various devices. Talk about the Alec Murdaugh case, the digital forensic evidence that exists there. From what we know thus far, what are some of the pieces that stand out to you most?
Well, what's interesting is that definitely the prosecution examiners, forensic examiners on the case, for instance, Dove, did an excellent job with going through and using the right forensic, digital forensic tools to examine each one of the phones of the victims and also of the suspect. And tools that were mentioned that I was listening to in the trial was the Cellebrite. And if folks aren't familiar with that, it's an industry standard number one tool in the industry worldwide to utilize to do collections and also analysis of data that's collected off the phones. The other ones that were used was, what I understand, was Magnet Axiom, another wonderful tool. And those tools also are used to verify off each other on whatever data evidence that was potentially collected, so they can verify. The other tool that was mentioned was the Grayshift's Gray Key. That is for unlocking a phone, which we heard that phones had to be unlocked. Mm-hmm. And that's why there was the delay in one of the, I believe it was, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it was Alex's phone.
I believe so.
Yes. And so they couldn't get into, and they didn't get into it until I believe March, mm-hmm. if I recall. And so I know the defense was like, well, how come it took so long? Well, again, as Dove explained, that the updates, they tried to see Apple will go ahead and try to fix any bug fixes that they may have in a phone or any way for anybody to get into the phone, let's say hack it, and uncover these bugs. And so what the manufacturers do is they look and exploit those bugs that are that come out in the updates. And that's how they're able to get into the phone and incorporate it in their forensic tools to kind of go around the unlocking and unlock the phone, go around the, you know. And so that's why it took so long. So now you have the data that's pulled is all factual data. It's nothing that's being manipulated. So they're pulling off data off the phones. They're getting timelines. They're connecting the dots and linking between the victims, the suspect, and any other parties that are involved. So with that evidence alone, including then you got the Snapchat video. I'll tell you this, I'm guaranteeing positively that you know they're doing voice analysis.
Oh, sure.
I'm sure they're taking, you know, they're looking at other voices in different contexts that Alex has, you know, spoke, and then they're matching it up to the video.
Because that was some of the question in some of the evidence that was presented the other day of Alec making dog calls at a dog that his son Paul was having. Yes, and conversation as well.
Yes. And so we're able to link this and put this timeline together. It's just, it's incredible how pretty much accurate it is. The question becomes that deleted data, right? Mm-hmm. Did Alex delete data off his phone? Of course it's possible. Anybody can delete data off the phone, because what happens is when a text message is deleted or a call, it goes back into the memory, but the header information is missing. So that's why logically you can't see it. Mm-hmm. But with forensic tools, you have the potential to recover it. It's never 100% guaranteed that you're going to get it, because the phone memory keeps overwriting.
Sure. But when something like that happens, when there is a message that's sent out via text or let's say whatever app it may be, even if you do delete it off the phone, would that data not exist on a cloud or a server somewhere, at least a record or a timestamp of that it went out?
Absolutely, it can. So when you have your phone, there's automatic defaults that are set up in the phone. But you have the choice as the user of your phone, what do you want to back up? Okay? Mm-hmm. Are you backing up everything? Or are you only backing up your music, you know, email, phone calls, you know, voicemails? So you have a choice on what you can back up. You're backing up all your text messages. So I would assume that law enforcement definitely is looking at all that. You know, that was one of the questions I was writing down. I was listening to the trial. I said, what about the backup data? Did they go after the backup data? Where is it in the cloud? Right. So, and any social media as well. It could be backed up into the cloud. Anything that's on that phone, any application.
Yeah.
So they have all those avenues to put all those pieces together.
Is there anything that we haven't seen thus far that may be missing that you're expecting to see come out here to either pinpoint Alec at the scene, which we already do have some of that data there, or to you know, help exonerate him and show that, in fact, maybe some of his stories are true?
Well, what we heard in the trial was that this week is that I believe the FBI did a forensic analysis of his infotainment system on his vehicle. Mm-hmm. Now, I had questions because what data? It seems like they didn't reveal all the data, because in that infotainment system, okay, depending on and there's only one major standard tool that's utilized by government and private sector alone, that can pull all that data off, but that would should be able to get some kind of time reference and recording of where the vehicle was, because the vehicle also has GPS.
Sure.
And you know, they asked Detective Dove, and I believe he wasn't sure if there was any connection from his Bluetooth from Alex's phone to the vehicle. And I believe that was on the phone side. Mm-hmm. But what I didn't hear is that, did anything come out? I did not hear anything that said, was there a connection in the infotainment system that may have shown it? Mm-hmm. So that would be interesting. So I want to hear more evidence about what they acquired on the infotainment system, because there is a whole slew of information that can be acquired there that can be more pinpointing accurate.
Yeah, I mean, any modern vehicle would have the GPS capability. Does it, obviously, sometimes those capabilities as far as being tracked or to use the features of the systems require subscriptions. Does that matter, though? Would the system not, even if a subscription is activated or not, still be tracking your GPS or at least internally have that data?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
It should be there. It depends on the vehicle make and model, year of the vehicle, mm-hmm. and what exactly the tools can acquire. Again, updates are important on these forensic tools.
Yep.
Right? And so they look for the exploits and where they can get in and what data they can acquire.
How often is it that a criminal or someone who's being accused of a crime completely overlooks their digital footprint and really, you know, they're looking, okay, I don't want to leave this evidence here of, you know, physicality, physical evidence, but they're either unaware of what digitally is being tracked by them or they're just, you know, oblivious to it, but not unaware that it happens, but they just, it's not, you know, top of mind for them.
Right. And I've seen it time and time again on cases that I've had to testify on. I mean, I've been doing this a long time,
yeah.
20 years. And it's amazing, you know, a lot of times digital evidence is supporting evidence, but now so digital evidence is main evidence. And that's what links to the crime, because everything you do, you're touching some kind of digital evidence, whether it be a watch, whether it be, you know, your Alexa at home or Cirrus, your vehicle, you know, your vehicle is your command and control center. That's what I always said. And so all that data, including social media apps, are awesome in those infotainment systems. But yes, it seems like everything that you're utilizing, there's some sort of digital evidence, and it does get overlooked. Mm-hmm. So law enforcement is just, it's the tedious task of where that digital evidence may be and connecting the dots, because things might not be, have been on Alex's phone, but again, they correlate it with other folks' phones and the victim's phones, mm-hmm. to link it together.
Yeah, it's not always just, you know, okay, I'm tapping my watch to check the time or I'm unlocking my phone. Just by doing those very tasks, that's creating a timestamp. And I'm assuming also creating a location information in your phone of where you did that at geographically. And then the background apps that are doing their own things that you are unaware that they're even doing. All of those things put together, that creates a footprint far larger, and I would assume sometimes even more powerful than some sort of a physical evidence that one could argue the timestamp of when it actually was placed at a scene.
Absolutely agree. As you heard Detective Dobb testify this week, is that he went into the SQLite databases. Mm-hmm. So these phones all contain these databases where, yes, these apps are running in the background and they're keeping track. We don't see it. Logically, we don't see it. But inside the phone, it's keeping track. And so what the forensic examiners have to do is they have to go into those databases and carve out that data. It's there. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of getting to it and carving it out and piecing the pieces of the puzzle together.
Can the argument ever be made, as you could with physical evidence, and you could put some doubt into the mind of a jury, but with digital, can it ever be made that, well, the data is just wrong? That's just not accurate.
You know, to me, you know, whenever I've had to do a report, an expert report or testify, it's the facts. Mm-hmm. I'm taking the facts to the phone. Now, I can't testify who actually has the phone. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, and so that's where law enforcement looks at cameras. If there's cameras in the vicinity, looking at other pieces of the evidence that put that together. You know, I can never say, you know, okay, the person was there, he was the one holding the phone. I can't say that, mm-hmm. unless I actually see that.
Sure.
But I can look at the digital footprints that it's making and where the victim or the suspect may say he was. And I can do, when it comes to cell phones, you can do cell tower triangulation. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at call data records. We're trying to triangulate. We're looking at GPS records, Wi-Fi. So we're taking all that into account to pinpoint where the suspect may have been.
So all that data there, just it shows such an accurate footprint that it makes it almost impossible to argue. I mean, one would then have to argue, well, I was framed. Somebody took my phone. And then we get into territory that just becomes almost ridiculous.
Yes. I would agree on that. Yeah. Digital evidence, it's just so surmounting on, you know, the footprints that are left by all of us using digital data. It's just accepted as a way of life.
Giovanni Mascucci, Senior Digital Forensic Examiner, thank you for your insight. It's always a pleasure having you on and getting that. If you want to follow our program wherever you download podcasts, please do so. If you do it through Apple Podcasts, you can get a commercial-free experience for 3 days free. Check that out there on Apple Podcasts. You can follow all of the stories that we are following on individual podcast channels if you like. The links are here in the episode description. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. Until next time, for all of us here, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.